USA Radio News with Wendy King.
A fourth round of negotiations is set for Friday as President Biden and Senate Republicans try to find common ground on an infrastructure bill. Republicans are saying absolutely no to raising the corporate tax rate. So President Biden is now offering a 15% minimum company rate to stop many larger corporations from paying nothing at all in taxes.
This should be completely acceptable to a number of Republicans.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki. She also said the president has gone far beyond halfway to reach an agreement with the Republicans. The FBI is investigating Postmaster General Louis DeJoy over an alleged private sector campaign finance scheme. He allegedly pressured employees to donate to Republican candidates and reimbursed them through bonuses when he was leading North Carolina-based New Breed Logistics from 2000 to 2014. This is USA Radio News.
Awesome and amazing day, friends. It's John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health. You've been hearing our messages for a while. You've heard Wayne Allen Root and his extraordinary testimony of what's been going on.
And women, if you have a husband that is struggling or needs a loving nudge, I encourage you to nudge him off the couch and go check out our masterclass on our website, including the amazing testimonials.
And these testimonials are just real people. They're not famous or high-level production. This is real people. People talking on their iPhone. People sitting across from their spouse. They share their real story. For the past 23 years, tens of thousands of people reversing arthritis, diabetes, high blood pressure, neck pain, back pain, migraine headaches, brain fog, lots of challenging things. Be a beautiful, beloved skeptic.
And come check us out at EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com.
The White House says President Biden won't appoint a January 6th commission. USA Radio's Dan Naraki has more.
The White House says President Biden won't appoint a commission to investigate the January 6th riots at the Capitol. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said in a statement Thursday that while the administration believes that the riots do deserve a full investigation, President believes that Congress has the role and ability to carry out that investigation. Some Democratic lawmakers had called on Biden to appoint a presidential commission to investigate the riots after a bill to create a 9/11-style commission failed in the Senate. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
F. Lee Bailey, a criminal defense attorney best known for representing O.J. Simpson during his murder trial, has died in Atlanta, his family has announced. He died while in hospice, but the family declined to reveal why. He also represented Patty Hearst for crimes she committed with the Sindhianese Liberation Army after the group kidnapped her. Bailey was 87. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
President Biden will meet with Queen Elizabeth, British Prime Minister Boris Johnson, and Turkish President Recep Erdogan on his trip to Europe next week. Biden will travel to Britain, Belgium, and Switzerland next week, primarily for the Group of Seven summit in Cornwall. He will be meeting with Johnson at the summit on June 10th, and then the Queen at Windsor Castle on June 13th. Later, he'll move to Belgium and Switzerland. First Lady Jill Biden will accompany him on the trip. In Brussels, Biden will participate in the NATO summit on June 14th. Among the topics expected at the meeting, according to the White House, are future threats and effective burden sharing. This week, NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg urged the alliance to engage in more effective pooling of resources. Biden will meet with Erdogan at the NATO summit. The president's move to break with tradition earlier this year to officially recognize the Armenian genocide more than 100 years ago by the Ottoman Empire is expected to come up in the talks. While he's in Brussels, the White House said he'll also meet King Philip of Belgium and Prime Minister Alexander De Croo. On June 16th in Geneva, Switzerland, Biden will meet with Russian President Vladimir Putin. He's also expected to meet with Swiss President Guy Parmelin and Foreign Minister Ignacio Cassis. For more news, you can check out our website at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.